From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Henry Yap. Administrators at the University of Vermont Medical Center say they've made a final offer in contract negotiations with its nurses union. UVM Medical Center President Eileen Whalen says the hospital's proposal is its, quote, last, best, and final offer, but says the hospital will continue to meet with the union.
We will listen, what the last, best, and final means is that we will not be offering any additional proposals at this time. It doesn't mean that we won't be at the bargaining table and listening to the union.
The two sides have been unable to agree on a wage increase. UVM is offering an average base salary increase of 15% over 3 years. In a written statement, the nurses' union president said, quote, 15% just is not going to cut it, unquote. Student journalists at Burlington High School say school administrators violated their rights by censoring their work. At the beginning of the week, school officials ordered editors of the school's newspaper to remove an article about misconduct charges brought against the school's guidance director. But the school district said in a statement Thursday that after reconsidering the issue, they've invited the students to repost the story. Julia Shannon Grillo is a junior at BHS and one of the four editors who wrote the article. She says the school district's statement doesn't go far enough to ensure the censorship won't happen again.
Since the statement didn't say anything, that they hadn't done anything wrong, we're still not feeling super safe in our future publications.
The students say school officials have been invited to meet with their journalism class today. At a meeting this week, Governor Phil Scott's Opioid Coordination Council rejected the creation of safe injection sites. Safe injection sites are facilities where people can inject drugs, such as heroin, under supervision. They've been known to reduce the risk of overdose injury and death. The Rutland Herald reports the council discussed opening these facilities, but decided the costs associated with operating them are not appropriate for the state at this time. The council did endorse greater investment in its needle exchange program. And a prominent Dartmouth professor has resigned in protest after the college found he'd plagiarized his colleague's work. Dr. H. Gilbert Welch is known for his research into medical screening and cancer overdiagnoses. The Valley News reports Welch announced his resignation on Thursday in a letter to colleagues. In the letter, he said he's still not clear about what idea he's accused of plagiarizing and whether it originated with his colleague. The Eye on the Sky forecast for today, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the 70s to the low 80s. Tonight, increasing clouds north, partly cloudy south, lows in the 50s to mid 60s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.